is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
It is Friday, it's 98FM, and it's time for Good News Friday. Bum, 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 bum. Good News Friday is where we ask you to share with us your good news stories. It can be something really simple, something extremely trivial, or it can be the biggest news ever in your life. Whatever it is, we call this part of our show Good News Friday. Call us right now on 67979781. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98, and if you happen to be a caller on air for Good News Friday, you can win yourself passes for IMC Cinemas. Jeremy is here. Jeremy, what is your good news?
I found a secret bank account in my name.
What?
Yeah, this is like something you'd see in a movie. But I have a secret bank account from years ago that I forgot I had.
Right.
And I found it today, and I'm going to show it to you, Adrian, and you can tell the listeners, well, you're not going to see my other bank account. You can see this.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So I have my Switch current account that most people have. And that's your account that your wages get paid into. And
yeah, very good, yeah.
And that all your bills come out of and stuff like that. And I got a letter from my bank the other day saying, are you aware that you have a dormant bank account?
Oh.
Now, dormant means it's asleep. I haven't touched it in ages.
Yeah, but it also means if you don't go near it, they can take the money out of it.
So I went, cha-ching. It was like, you know, the thing in the cartoons where dollars come up in your eyes.
Yeah, very good.
And I said, honey, we're going to Barbados. I have a secret bank account.
Brilliant.
Now, I haven't touched this bank account since the turn of the century.
Okay.
It's a long time. It's like, what's the name of the chest of gold down the end of the ocean?
Yeah, very
Pandora's
good.
Pandora's box.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell the listeners the sum total of my secret bank account.
Wow.
Look, Barbados, we're on the way. We're leaving tomorrow, actually.
So this bank account that you knew nothing about...
It's a cash extra account. I don't even know what that means.
...has a sum balance of...
Now, wait for it, everybody. This is big. In fact, every single person that's listening to the show now, I'm flying you all to Barbados next
week.
Okay,
so this is a bank account you forgot all about.
It's there from donkey's years ago. It's there from when I had my first job, when I was a waiter or something like that.
It's been assigned as a dormant account, which means if you don't do something with it, they can take the
phones Jesus,
out.
I'm doing something about
you
it.
Better.
I'm gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy has discovered this could be the end of our relationship on the radio. You could just leave. He has a balance in this dormant bank account, which he forgot all about, of... €25.66.
There was no need to do a ding after that.
€25.66. Can I just tell you, I don't know if you've ever been to Barbados.
I haven't.
You won't be going on that.
I won't be swimming with pigs.
No,
will I not?
No. No.
But what will I spend my £25.66 on?
And by the way, that's the Bahamas that you swim with pigs, not Barbados. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. It shows that I've never been there. Yeah, that's the...
€25.66 in an account he never knew existed.
Now, the gas thing is, that's been sitting there for donkey's years. You think it would have earned a bit of interest?
Yeah,
at
probably
at
that level of, what?
The 66 cents. Yeah, the 66 cent is the...
Okay, that's Jeremy's good news. What is your good news? Joining us on the line with his good news, as he does every week, is your little fella.
Okay, we've an issue here.
Which is?
I kind of told my young fella yesterday when I heard about this dormant bank account, I said, son, we're going on holidays to a lovely beach next week.
Oh. Oh, is that his good news? Let's find out.
No, it's...
Over to you, Luke.
Hi, guys. I'm back. I hope you didn't miss me too much.
I saw you this morning.
My good news Friday is that I am going to Inflate-a-Zone. I'm going to have so much fun bouncing. Boing, boing, boing. I'm going to climb up high on everything. I'm going to give Mama and Daddy a heart attack.
Yeah, you are.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Tell me your good news Friday, guys. Call 67979781. Katie and Jamie are waiting for your call. 98 The Sound of the City.
Oh, yeah. He's much more talented than you are.
Have you ever been to Inflatazone?
No.
Of course you have. But why would you need to be?
Where is Inflatazone?
Oh, God. It's in one of those retail parks. I can't even remember the name of the retail park. But it's this big, huge place in a hall that's all inflatable, bouncy castles and stuff like that. Great place to go as a parent if you have a hangover. It's absolutely brilliant. It's 500 kids or whatever bouncing up and down and screaming for an hour. I can't wait.
Well, at least he didn't mention the holiday in Barbados.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to break it to him.
Okay, what is your good news? Share it with us right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. And if you happen to be a caller on Good News Friday, you could win yourself passes for IMC Cinemas. Good News Friday on 98FM's Dublin Talks.
Great news.
Yeah, great news.
According to one person, the money that's in my dormant bank account will pay for Netflix for 3 months. Woohoo! That's okay. Free Netflix for 3 months.
That's brilliant. Nadine is in Clondalkin. You're on 98FM, Nadine. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Happy Friday, Nadine.
Happy Friday.
Is your good news story?
My good news is I passed my driving test on Wednesday.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm delighted with life.
Was it first time?
It was second time.
Second time. That's not bad. That's not
bad.
Yeah. We did you away with the second time.
We had a woman on the show a couple of weeks ago, Nadine, who passed after her sixth attempt. So,
yeah. Really?
Yeah, second is not bad. Because the first time, you don't know what to expect. You're all nervous.
You're nervous,
and everything else. But by the second time, you know what the first time is like. So it's actually much easier second time,
isn't
it?
Well, lads, I passed the first time.
Ah, you're brilliant. So did I. But I'm not gloating about it.
What did you fail on the first time, Nadine?
Turning around the corner. Reversing around the corner.
Oh, yeah. You see,
I've never had to do that since I passed the test.
But you kind of have to reverse around if you're reversing into a driveway or whatever. You do have to reverse around corners.
Now, Nadine, is this where you have to keep the car within a metre radius of the path when you reverse around the corner?
Yeah.
And you have to look over your shoulder and you have to stop.
Don't like it.
But you did it this time.
Yeah, I've done it this time.
Well done.
I'll have to do it again.
That is fantastic news.
Brilliant.
Passed her driving test. End plates for 2 years and then you're good to go.
Exactly, yeah.
Well done, Nadine. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank
you remember the rumour years ago that if you left a brown envelope, this is not true, I'm just saying, that on the day of your driving test, if you left an envelope, Adrian, it didn't have to be brown, it could be any colour, but if you left an envelope on the dashboard of your car, so you get into the car to do the driving test and you leave an envelope on the dashboard.
Yeah.
You would pass the test.
I don't know how true that was.
I don't think it's true at all.
Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message for Good News Friday.
Morning, guys. My good news today is it's my last day of my job and I'm starting a PhD in UCD on Monday and I can't wait.
Fantastic. A PhD, is that... She's going to be a doctor? Yeah, isn't a PhD doctor? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's a doctoral degree.
Oh, a doctoral degree.
Yeah, I just Googled that. It's a postgraduate doctoral degree, so it doesn't have to be in medicine. You can be a PhD of philosophy.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you. JD is in Swords. You're on 98FM. JD, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
What is your good news?
Well, my good news is I won a raffle in college yesterday. It was a meal for two in town, and I was absolutely delighted because it's been a rough couple of weeks.
So what did you win?
I won. It was a meal for two in town and a bottle of wine to go with it.
Oh,
so
lovely.
I'm delighted I am.
That's very nice. And where is the meal for two?
I forget the name of the place.
Is it in the city centre, like Temple Bar direction?
Yeah.
A meal for two in McDonald's, you can't beat it.
come here, it's better than nothing.
That's true. That's great news. Well done, JD.
Woo!
Thank you. 6797981. Is our telephone number if you'd like to share with us your good news story.
Did you ever win on a raffle?
Very rarely.
We went to one in the local school the other day. You know the one where it's one of those, the big roundy thing and it goes off the nails and goes... Tick, 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 tick,
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. What did you win?
No, I spent about 60 quid, didn't win a thing. I never win on that.
Okay, what is your good news? Call us right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 98 98 98.
Can we do a shout out for your daughter, by the way?
Oh, Laura.
Yeah, Laura.
Oh, yeah. Laura's good news is bad news at the same time. Laura's good news is she'll never have to do it again. She will never, ever, ever have to do it again. The bad news is Laura got 4 wisdom teeth out yesterday.
I saw her picture.
Oh my God, the online, poor thing. Yeah. This is my daughter, Laura. She got 4 wisdom teeth out in the one go yesterday. And you've seen her photographs.
She looked like Marlon Brando in The Godfather, didn't she?
She looks worse than Marlon Brando in The Godfather. Describe Laura. Look, her face is all fat and...
I've got an offer you can't refuse.
Exactly it. Anyway, so Laura's good news is, unlike Lott, she will never have to get a wisdom tooth out again because they're all gone.
Is she it's able over. To talk at all?
She's in bits, God love her. Anyway, so there you go. Mandy, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Mandy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Mandy. Mandy, what is your good news this Friday?
It's my daughter Hannah Sherry's 17th birthday today.
17?
Yes.
I'd love to be 17 again.
Really?
What were you like at 17, Dixon?
What was I like?
Yeah.
You knew me at 17, did you not?
Did I?
Oh, no, you didn't know me that young.
I knew you about 19, maybe.
I was pretty much the same, apart from a bit more hair. No, 17 is...
17 is a great age.
Why?
Because you're nearly legal for everything. You're about to grow up. So next year she'll be 18. Hannah will be 18. She'd be a grown adult.
Right.
She still has footloose and fancy free life. Doesn't have major worries.
Are you close with her, Mandy?
Oh, very close, yeah.
See, because with most teenagers, and Adrian will tell you this, you lose teenagers for about 5 years.
You do.
From the age of 13 till about 18, they don't want to know you. Adrian's kids used to be embarrassed to even walk beside him.
And they still are.
Oh, they still are.
They still are.
But then she probably is embarrassed to walk beside me, but she does it anyway.
But they come back to you at about 19, don't they, Adrian, when they want money?
Yeah.
Does she still hold your hand when she's walking down the road?
Oh, Jesus, no. She hasn't held my hand since she was about 2.
Yeah, my young fella's at that stage now, lads, where, and he's only 4, but he's at the stage now where it's becoming, and he's not making it obvious, but like, I went to hold his hand. We were in Dundrum yesterday, I went to hold his hand. He said, I'm okay, Daddy. I don't need you to hold my hand.
Yes, he's a big boy now. He's 4,
exactly.
He wants to walk on his own.
I know, but he's just... Yeah, it's one of those little things that's nice being a parent, isn't it?
I know.
What, you want to hold his hand when he's 21? Come on, son.
Jeez, if my mother had her way, she'd still hold my hand.
But does she not? I thought
she doesn't, David.
Thank you, Mandy. Bernie is in the city centre. Bernie, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Bernie. What is your good news?
My good news is that I just deposited a lot of money into a joint account with my partner for the start of a very long road to get our mortgage going.
Fantastic. It's that big step, isn't it? Making that first lodgement in and make it, because you've psychologically made the commitment now, haven't you?
Yeah, I own them now.
Jesus. I've got him by the short and curlies now.
So it's a long, broke road ahead.
Oh, brilliant. Well, congratulations. So how long is it going to take you?
About maybe 2 years.
About 2 years.
Hopefully sooner, but...
How much are you going to have to save?
Roughly around maybe 25,000. I'm not looking for a big mortgage.
All right. Well, the very best.
Or no, 25. Yeah, 25 grand. Yeah.
Okay. So the saving begins now, and hopefully in 2 years you'll be getting mortgage approval and getting your own gaff.
I know, cutting out the cinema and pints and all.
Sure. It'll be worth it in the end when you open your own front door.
Did you not notice what she just did there?
What?
She said, I can't go to the cinema anymore. She wants free tickets to the cinema from 98FM. Did you not pick up on that?
No, I didn't.
Would you like free cinema tickets from 98FM, Bernie?
Only if they were going. Like,
are they going, Adrian?
They might be. We'll see. Thanks, Bernie. That's her good news. Finally getting the saving going for their own gaff. Dave, this is amazing good news. Tell me your good news story, please, Dave.
So I was a bit worried about my health there a while back, and I went for a colonoscopy, and they found a little polyp on the inside. Sent it for a biopsy. I got my results yesterday. Everything is all clear.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not joking, man. I haven't felt this relaxed or chilled out in about 6 months.
Well, that is really, really good news. And I know for anybody who's ever waiting for results for anything, whether it be really serious or not, it really has you on edge. It's a horrible feeling, actually, waiting for results.
It is, because my dad died of bowel cancer. My mom just got over lung cancer. My fiance's dad died of cancer. Her uncle just died there last week from cancer. And my sister-in-law has bowel cancer.
Right.
So,
okay, so thank God.
With all that going on in the background, you know, your mind starts going a bit mad.
Yeah,
so
it does.
I couldn't be happier.
That's fantastic.
Dave, how often should you get checked for that? Because that's something that...
I have to, because of my family history with it, I have to go for one now every 5 years. And I don't know if you've ever had one before, but a colonoscopy is not a pleasant experience.
I've never had one, but I probably should.
The procedure itself is fine because they give you an injection and you're doped up to the gills on drugs, so you don't give a shit. And actually being able to see your insides is kind of cool. But it's the stuff that they give you to clear you out the day before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So should, because excuse me, ignorance now, Dave, I've never had one. I don't know if I should have one. You should.
Okay. No, it is something, especially when like you start like from your 40s onwards. Because the problem with bowel cancer is like the reason like my dad didn't have a chance is it can show up as a lot of different illnesses. And a lot of times, especially if you're older, when they find it, it's usually in stage 4 and there isn't a lot they can do for it. So it's something you should really, really think about.
All right, Dave, I'm delighted for you. That's fantastic news. Well done. Thanks for sharing it with us. 6797981 is our telephone number. Yeah, you can.
Can I give you the number for Bell screening? Because this is just something that I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't have thought about. There's a free phone number for Bell screening program. It's 1-800-454-555. Did you ever get it done?
No, I haven't, no. I've had a camera down my throat.
It's saying here that it's for older people, but I suppose if you are high risk like he is,
exactly,
maybe
it's important. All right, now, Tara, what is your good news?
Hi, lads. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, Tara.
My good news this week, I have a daughter that's 17 and she's in school, and her and two of her friends paid for me and my husband for a hotel yesterday, all expenses paid for overnight for Valentine's.
Isn't that lovely?
Yes.
Ah, so now, as a matter of interest, did your husband remember Valentine's?
No.
But your daughter did.
My daughter and her two friends, yes. They booked us into the Green Isle Hotel in Clondalkin.
Oh, very nice. Lovely hotel.
Yes.
And when are you going?
We are only actually on our way back. They booked in for Valentine's last night.
Oh, you were there last night. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, very nice. And you had dinner and all there, did you?
Yes, amazing.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks, Tara, for sharing that. And well done to your daughter for doing that for you. A couple more calls for Good News Friday. Ivan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Ivan?
Hello, how are you? Happy Friday.
Ivan, what is your good news?
Oh, yeah. So we just had scan of the day. So we have a healthy boy on the way.
Ah, fantastic news. And
First one. So I'm very, very nervous.
And is this a 12-week scan or?
No, 20-something. So
okay.
3 months away.
Okay, so you've seen your little boy.
So we had a scan scheduled. We both took a day off work, and then the strike happened, right? So they had to reschedule, and I couldn't be there. I was away for 2 days in London.
Right. So everything is good, everything is in order, and you're all set.
We are all set, yeah. We are very, very excited, yeah.
Very good. Have you chosen a name yet?
No, not yet. But we have something in it. We were thinking about some names, but we haven't decided yet.
You'll never agree on names.
No, it's a difficult...
Mother and father never agree.
It is a difficult one to sort out names. But the best of luck, Ivan. Congratulations. I'm delighted for you. And finally, Bridget. Bridget, what is your good news this Friday?
Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning,
my
Bridget. How are you?
My good news is... I'm very well, thank you. That my daughter, Brittany Arenzi, just won another gold medal in Dubai last week for para powerlifting.
For powerlifting?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's the strongest junior in the world.
The strongest junior in the world?
In her category, yeah.
And what age is she?
She is 19 now, and she can lift up to 99 kilograms.
My God. Here, Jeremy, you do weights. Can you lift 99 kilos?
99 kilos? Yeah, but I'm a grown man. That is pretty heavy, though, Adrian.
I can't lift that either.
That's proper powerlifting, like that is.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Well, that's fantastic news.
Yeah, brilliant news. And she's making her way towards Tokyo 2020 next year.
Oh, really? Wow. So could she be in the Olympics? Oh, no, that's the World Championship, is it?
That's the Paralympics next year, 2020 Tokyo.
Wow, yeah, that's fantastic.
That's the pathway.
So just to put that into perspective, you're about that weight, Adrian.
Well, I'm a little bit less than that, yeah.
No, he actually is. She thinks we're laughing.
No. I'm 87 kilos.
Why would you say that?
She'll swing you around.
So literally, yeah, she can pick you up in one hand, Adrian, and throw you.
Brilliant. All right, Bridget, thanks very much indeed for your good news. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Good news is my partner bought our house back in October last year, and we haven't been living in it because we totally gutted it and renovated it, and we're moving in today. Woohoo!
That's great news. Very good. Thank you very much indeed for sharing that with us. And one more WhatsApp voice message for Good News Friday. Let's have a listen to this one.
Hell yeah, lads. My Friday news is I'm getting 20 grand this year for something I've done, which I'm very happy about. And that's going to be the deposit to get myself a nice house in Ireland. Yup, yup.
Now,
That's,
I'm getting 20 grand for something I done.
Yup, yup.
Still, he's a deposit on the house. No, but
what did he do? I mean, I've done lots of things in my life, but I've never got 20 grand. Here, you have to get him to send a message back to let us know what he did, what he's done.
For the 20 grand?
Yup, yup.
Yup, yup. All right. Thank you very much, Lee, for all of your good news stories. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. I'm Adrian Kennedy.
98FM's Dublin Talks. With Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.